KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just... This at Cost program is one good deal, and I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At Cost pricing, only from Redding Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com. Old-fashioned service. Modern-day solutions.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
You know, are they moles? How do they move out of our backyard? And we do not want to harm them. Well, now, what this looks like is just the lawn has been ripped up. Pieces are just taken up. It looks like somebody has dug into it and pulled the soil up. So, yes, this could be the work of some moles, but there's something else going on here. The main actual issue here is grubs. Now, moles like grubs. They like to eat grubs. But you know what else likes to eat grubs? Raccoons and skunks. And you know what comes out at night? Because you usually see the damage the next morning are raccoons and skunks. Because what they're doing is they're searching for those early stages of the grub for food. They're hungry. They've been overwintering. They need to fill up. And what ends up happening is the grubs are starting to form. They're starting to move up in the soil as the soil temperatures warm up. And so they're very close. And the skunks and raccoons know that. And they go for it. Now, moles could be doing some of that damage underneath there as well. What I'd like for you to take a look at doing is seeing if any of those look like little volcanoes versus somebody dug the soil up and just moved it. Now, if they're little volcanoes, like a little hill, and they're not right next to each other, but they're in a couple different spots, or you see a raised area in like a line, and then at the end there's like a little volcano, then we know that's moles. Because they are right at the surface, they're eating the insects in the soil, and they're moving close to the surface, pushing up the soil as they go, because they're digging and moving through. And then they come to a point where they need to come up, see, kind of get where they're at, not see, get you know, their bearings, and then move on to another spot. So there's a couple ways to look at this. So at the end of the day, we know it's a grub issue. So there's some grub control that we need to do here. So the grubs, this time of season, are not something that we're looking to do to get a season-long control. These are last year's season grubs that are just closer to the surface at this point. So what we're looking to do is kill these grubs. So there's a product out there from Bayer, or it's not Bayer any longer, it's BioAdvanced, excuse me. And it's called Dilox. I believe the bag is it's a black bag, and it says 24-hour insect control or insect killer. It's got a really chocolatey smell to it. More like the cocoa smell, not the actual like chocolate. So it's a very distinct smell is what I'm really trying to say here. I actually really enjoy the smell. That being said, this is a 24-hour killer. And so it's going to kill the insects that's there in 24 hours, because it's going to put everything it can down into the soil, kill those insects, and then it flushes through the soil and goes deeper and just kind of dissipates. So it's a 24-hour killer for that reason. Yes, it is a synthetic. It is a chemical. It is something to kill that. But knowing that there are grubs there now, there are going to be grubs later. So that's when we look at using the season-long grub control. There's a number of them out there, and there are so many that, you know, you could take a look at. But I do like the natural alternative, Grub Gone. It's a grub control. It's organic grub treatment. It's a little bit different than using like a milky spore for your organic grub control. This here is meant to get rid of the Japanese, Asiatic, June, and Oriental beetles, excuse me, and some others as well. So it's not just a one and done thing where sometimes the milky spore doesn't get all of those. Now I need to take another break. Stay tuned. We got more to do with the lawn system, so we'll be back.
Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-960-3377. That's 800-960-3377. 800-960-3377.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
In Cheyenne, Wyoming, a group of community volunteers, including bank employees and veteran advocates, joined forces in September to renovate the outdoor courtyard at the VA Cheyenne Healthcare Facility. What began as a simple service day turned into a meaningful community collaboration. More than a dozen volunteers pulled weeds, stained benches, and revitalized outdoor spaces near the Veteran Experience Office, all to make the environment more welcoming for veterans and their families visiting for appointments. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Is it NATO on the rocks as far as the U.S. is concerned? And what plans are afoot to pack the Supreme Court? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Progressive knows you think the grass is always greener. Like maybe you ride a motorcycle. But today, it's raining. So you wish you had an RV. But if you did, you'd have to listen to some guy parked next to you at a campsite play his acoustic guitar. Now before you start wishing you had a boat, remember, your brother-in-law would invite himself every weekend.
Permission to come aboard, Captain?
But one thing that is greener is the money you could save when you bundle your RV, boat, or motorcycle with your home or auto with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters. $11 million on cat constipation. $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth. Correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking lawns. We've talked a lot about lawns, but that is super important this time of year. We are answering a question for Alicia in regards to, they had some pictures in the yard, of the yard that they sent me, and could be mold damage, but it could be grub damage, that the damage that they're seeing is coming from raccoons or skunks. So we're looking at the grub aspect first. We'll look at the mole aspect in just a minute. So we started talking about a product called Grub Gone from Natural Alternative. It is a very effective organic grub control. And you want to use it in the spring, you know, April to June. It can actually be used as preventative before the grubs emerge, and curative for an active problem. So it's got two spots. It actually needs to be done two times in the season. We'll get that into that in a second. But it needs to be put down now in order to control those grubs. Some of them have moved close to the soil, so it's going to be the curative. But it's also going to help prevent, because what this does is it actually prevents the grub from maturing and causing damage to the lawn. So these grubs are young, but they're moving their way up. They haven't completely matured, and that's why the raccoons and skunks love them. They're digging for them. They're trying to get them. So putting the grub gone down is one that will last during that period. But the next time you want to actually do it again is late August to early October. Because what that's going to do is make it so next season you don't have as many in the spring, so you don't have to prevent it as much. You don't have to put down as much product. So that's why there's that two aspect. Now, another organic control would be the milky spore. Milky spore is one that will work with the Japanese beetle, which comes from the majority of the grubs that are in New England. And it's a powder that you put down over the lawn. It builds up spores throughout the soil, and those spores actually will attack the grubs and will kill the grub from eating them inside, the spores themselves. It's kind of crazy if you look at it. What the spores will also do is once they've killed the grub, they will hide in the grub, and as a grub is coming by them, they will go from one to the other to kill that grub. Thing with milky spore is it one that you need to have four applications before it really gets in there. It's one in the spring, one in the fall, and then the next season in the spring and the fall to get enough spores into the soil to really do that damage that you're looking for. So that's one of the reasons why I like Grub Gone as an organic grub control. Okay, so it's a good product to be using. Now, there are some, you know, other season-long grub controls out there. Those guys I wouldn't be using just yet. So a season-long grub control lasts for 3 months. So if we're to put it down now, we're just at the end of April here, but that's all of May, all of June, and all of July. So we're missing August and September here. But August is the big one because that's the heat and that's where they kind of have come up, they emerge, and then they go back down. And so we're looking to have a longer period of time. So we're actually looking to put down that season-long control closer to the end of May so that it's a three season. So then you've all of June, all of July, all of August. And you get into that span where the grubs, you're getting them at the beginning and at the end. Okay? So that's the season-long grub control. Now I'm going to move on real to the opposite here. Is it mold damage? Well, there's one way to find out, and I'd love to explain that to you because it can actually be, it can be a bit of a challenge. But once you find it, you kind of get it. So if you're seeing these little volcanoes all over your yard, you've seen tunnels. What I want you to do at night, go out to the yard, stomp on everything that is up, push it down so it's level with the ground, walk on the tunnels, walk on everything. Because right now, we don't know where those moles are active. You don't know where they are. They could be on one side of the yard or the other. And we want to know where they are so that we can move them off of the yard organically. So we're going to discuss that on the other side of the break here. So stay tuned. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? That tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth.
Your competitors aren't smarter, and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
Join us for the Chicks and Chaps fundraiser luncheon Saturday, May 2nd at the Reading Senior Center from 10:30 to 2:30 with special guest speakers Dr. Allen and Dr. Sockfield. Don't miss your chance for an exhilarating ride on Wreck-It Ralph and a chance to bid on a one-of-a-kind Chicks and Chaps belt buckle. Get your tickets today at ReadingRodeo.com. Just click on the Chicks and Chaps tab. Thank you to our sponsors Reading Rancheria, Valor Oncology, Gold Mart Jewelers, Dignity Health, Sierra Pacific Regional Cancer Center, Four Winds Jewelry, and this radio station.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
We all know Peloton as interactive fitness machines for the home with an online trainer. And what's great about Peloton is you get real-time visual and audio feedback, which makes your workouts better and safer. Nick Cladwell is from Peloton.
We can detect more than 120 different types of exercises. We always want the content on Peloton to be linked to the hardware and software. So we can detect when people are doing compound exercises, for example, a bicep curl into an overhead press. This is the same type of exercise that our fitness instructors like to train toward. We're able to look at any particular exercise, say a push-up, and offer three different types of suggestions. So maybe your push-up's not going low enough to the ground, or maybe you're arching your back too much. We're trying to help you perfect that form and keep you safe.
And it all happens through the new Peloton AI camera. More at onepeloton.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just in the text.
Text RULE to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text RULE to 215215. That's RULE to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And welcome back to the show. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. You can call or text that number and we will get you on to try and answer your question in regards to your garden. Now we're talking about moles right now and how we can figure out and move them off the property. So I mentioned before the break, at night, and it's important to do it at night because the moles will do their work overnight. So we're not talking go out there at midnight. You know, once the sun starts to go down, 8 o'clock, 7:30, you know, get out there, walk on all of the areas that have been dug up. And if you see tunnels, walk on all of those areas. We're looking to compact as much as possible because moles can do a lot of damage and you're just seeing the aftermath when they've popped up to move to the next. So we need to figure out where they are because a lot of times we will use a product along the lines of Mole Max, right? Or a, you know, Natural Alternative has a product called Chase Mole, which is a natural one, but Mole Max is as well. And it's corn cob pellets coated in castor oil because the moles just don't like it. It irritates their skin, makes them feel kind of uncomfortable, stomach type problems. It does not kill them, but it makes them say, I gotta get out of here. This is a bad restaurant. Right? You're not getting 5 stars. You're not getting that Michelin star for your lawn from these moles if you're using this castor oil, if any means. So back to the problem at hand here. So the reason why we do this is they're active at night. So in order to find where they're active, the next morning, go out into the yard and see which of the tunnels have kind of popped up. That's going to tell you where the moles are active. You're going to know, all right, it's in this part of the yard. So you can use a repellent, in essence. So these are pushing them away. They're making it so they don't want to be in your yard. And so you're going to put this repellent down in the area to push them out of your yard. Now, if you have a pretty big yard, these products aren't inexpensive, so you're not going to want to have to do the whole lawn to push them out. And if you do the whole lawn and you do a big square, every time it gets to a corner, the mole is going to just turn around and go somewhere else, but it's going to eat its way there. We're trying to push them out. So we find the area, we do a barrier behind that, pushing them into the woods, pushing them away from our gardens, away from our lawns. And you put this castor oil down, and you make a line, basically, and you're saying, we don't want you to pass this area. It's kind of like doing like a dog fence, right? The electric fence. Some of you might have that out there. There's an electric line. The dog knows not to go there. Well, once that castor oil gets there, these moles know not to go there. They don't go past it. They do not pass go. They do not collect $200. They turn around and go back. And so we're trying to push them out. Slowly, over a couple weeks span, you'll be able to find that these spots, they're not as active because you're pushing them out. You're going to need to do every couple days, step on any holes that you see, because you want to see if you can push them forward and move that line of this repellent closer to getting them off your property. And so that's a major thing here with this process. So if it is moles, the easiest way to do it is use a product like the Chase natural mole repellent from Natural Alternative. You could also use Mole Max. Those are some good ones to be using to push them out of your area. And again, like I said, it could be grubs. It's going to depend on what you're seeing out there. If you're seeing it looks like somebody ripped up the turf and is digging, then it's most likely skunks or raccoons. They're not the issue. They're actually trying to help your lawn. They're getting rid of the issue before it becomes a thing, but they're just not very clean about it. They're not going to put the lawn back. That's something you need to do. But that's what they're doing, is they're looking for dinner. And so it could be one or the other, depending upon the picture or what's in your lawn. So you could have those problems in your yard. Now, I see them in my yard. But mine are not tunnels. Mine are areas that are ripped up. So I know there's a skunk in the area. That I've seen the skunk multiple times. I run the other way as fast as I can, but I've seen it. And so it's going into the yard to dig up those grubs. So I know it's one, helping me, but two, it's like, all right, I didn't want to have to do that area. What can I do to fix it? So that's where the grub control comes in for me. So it's something very common right now that you might see in your yard. I wanted to answer this question because it is super important and something that is active in a lot of New England and throughout the country. Now, I have another question here. Kind of deals with the lawn as well. This is from Anthony. It says, I like the show on my local station. Pictured is something that has overtaken my garden boxes. I've tried digging it up to no avail. Any idea how to get rid of this? Also, several years ago, I planted oregano in the garden, but it's spread to the grass, and I've tried everything to kill it, again, to no avail. I'm just mowing over it now. Any help is appreciated. Well, Anthony, say you put a for sale sign out and start new. Go elsewhere. Nah, I'm kidding here. This can be fixed, but it is very common for the oregano to do this, and it is very common for the weeds. The weeds, I can't tell completely based on the picture, but it is a broadleaf weed, and so there are ways we can get rid of it. Okay, and this is in a garden box. It looks right to the edge, so it might be coming in from other areas. But how do we get rid of this? So there's a couple products out there to use to get rid of the weeds that are in the garden box. There's a product called Adios, which is an organic weed control that you can spray, and it will kill the weeds. And it will go down to the root system. It'll help to kind of dehydrate the plant, kill it so it doesn't come back. With something like this, using a weed control might not always be the best. Like when I say weed control, I mean like a heavy duty one. Because they might say on there that, you know, you can replant in a few weeks, but there's some residual that's sitting in there, especially next to wooden. I think they're wooden. I can't tell if they're wooden or stone. It looks kind of actually like it's stone. If it was a wooden garden box, I'd be a little nervous of it sitting into the wood. But if it's concrete, it looks like it's kind of sealed, so it might not be a bad thing. To spray with the synthetic here. All of that being said, there are a couple products out there. I mentioned the Adios, but there is a new high efficiency weed control, and it does say it can be replanted in about 10 to 14 days. It is a synthetic product, but it does work on contact, and we want to hit the leaves with these guys. The problem with any broadleaf weed is you can pull them up, but they are by their root system and going throughout, so you're not going to get everything. So that's why you need to spray the leaves with something. Spraying the leaves here is going to dehydrate the plant. What it does is the chemical takes out the outer, basically let's call it the skin, of the leaf. So it cuts off the skin and allows the sun and chemicals to get into the plant, go throughout the plant, and kill it down to its root system. And so that's why it needs to hit the leaves. If it doesn't hit the leaves and it goes to the roots, it's not going to do the damage. We need it to get into its system here. So you could use a heavy-duty killer. There's a Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. That's a really good one that you can use to kill the weeds. And it, you know, I don't know where you are, but if it's in a cold area, this will actually work down to 45 degrees. I know it's been warm in a lot of the country, but there are some cold temperatures ahead, whereas this weed control can work up to 45 degrees, whereas most weed control... liquid weed control, you need it to be about 65, 70 degrees in order for it to work the best for you. Because we're looking for the sun to help put that chemical into the plant. Whereas the Weed Beater Ultra, it actually sticks to it better because of how it's built. So you don't need as warm temperatures. So depending upon where you are, there's some options. But if it, you know, I'd say 98% of liquid chemicals to kill weeds, it's better to have temperatures of 65 degrees all the way up to about 80, 85 degrees. Because you're using Mother Nature to help kill that plant. Now moving on to the oregano in the garden that went into the lawn. Well, one of the issues here, and at the end of the day, I'd be doing the same thing as just mowing it over. But as we mow it over, it's reseeding itself and going in. So as long as you're bagging it, it's going to slow down. But there's always going to be parts of it. We never want it to get too big. So it could be as much as that area just using a all-out killer. It kills everything there, even the grass. You know, just get rid of it. Start fresh. Because the oregano, every time we mow it, is moving a little bit further out and a little bit further out. And it's going to eventually take over, right? So using a total killer would work better for this. An oregano, I mean, it is herbaceous. And so a liquid killer like a Weed Beater Ultra should kill it. But it's kind of built a little bit different than weeds. You know, it's got the capabilities of a weed, but the definition of a weed is something in an area that you don't want it to be. And so oregano, you wanted it to be in the garden, and it was an annual, it was a perennial at that point. But now that it's in the yard, it's a weed. But that doesn't make it, you know, the same aspects. It is spreading through roots. It is spreading through seed. So it's going to need a little bit of both, where it's going to have to be applied onto the plant itself. That's where the liquid killer comes in. You could also use that broadleaf weed control in the area, like your second application. But to me, that area is something that I would really look to just renovate. Kind of dig out, you know, square it off the best you can. Maybe you put down some black plastic over the top of it, a tarp. Put some cardboard down over it. Something to just not let the sunlight hit it. Because what that's going to do is going to not allow it to go through the process of turning green. It's going to start not having the chlorophyll being built through it. It's not having the sunlight to get it going and active. It's not going to be looking for anything because it thinks it's overwintering, but slowly it's killing it. And so we could do it that way, or we could use a spray to kill the lawn there. But I think where the oregano is definitely something might be worth renovating. If not, do the best you can to mow it, but mow it that area more often than the other areas. Now we got to take a break. We'll come back, wrap the show up, put a nice little bow on it. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark has volunteered and restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications that top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-960-3377. That's 800-960-3377. 800-960-3377.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-716-1261. 800-716-1261. 800-716-1261. That's 800-716-1261.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, Flo here from Progressive. You know, life changes quickly, so it's good to have flexible coverage.
Oh, you mean like adding another vehicle?
Yes, that's something we can do.
Great, because I was thinking about getting a van so we could just keep the kids' softball stuff in the car.
Oh, we don't need to get into specifics. Just saying it's easy to change.
Oh, and Hannah wants to try the tuba.
Again, we don't need the specifics.
Last year, she wanted to be a tap dancer, but that only lasted two lessons.
Okay.
But she kept the shoes because they are adorable.
Well, just know that with Progressive, you can easily add another car to your auto insurance because we know life changes.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
And welcome back to the show. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Lots of talk about lawn today, but that's kind of what's going on right now. I mentioned it at the beginning of the program. Last weekend, everywhere I went, you either heard a blower or you saw people out with rakes cleaning up in my area. So everybody's doing a lot of lawn work, so we're starting to see things. And it's just dried up enough in the lawn where you don't walk out there and kind of sink down as you're walking around, so it's not going to hurt the lawn. So it's become a very important, you know, couple weeks here to do a lot of cleanup. And so you're starting to see some things happen with the lawn. You know, we talked about crabgrass control. First application. Will it be two applications? Will it be three? You know, that third one in the fall. There are some options out there. Okay, now I did have a follow-up question from a couple weeks ago from our friend Sandy in Chelmsford. She was mentioning she uses protolyzer on her plants, and she was going to use it on the Scheflera that we talked about. She wanted to know that if you use protolyzer when planting, is it still good to use a product with mycorrhizae in it, or do they do the same thing? So the protolyzer doesn't have the mycorrhizae in it. Protolyzer is a little bit different for you. The protolyzer works with the nutrients that soil to activate them and get them going, whereas the mycorrhizae attacks the root system in a beneficial way in order to help that root system grow bigger and stronger. So they are doing a little bit different things here. And so using that protolyzer is going to help get the plants going. But really what the protolyzer is vitamins in essence. It's beneficial microbes. It's vitamins for your soil. And so it's going to help that mycorrhizae get to the root system, build stronger root systems, and be able to pull the nutrients from all over. So it's a great 1-2 punch when you're planting. This isn't something that just has to be one or the other. This is something that can be done at the same time. We know with the protolyzer, it's something that you have to mix with water and then pour in, whereas a lot of mycorrhizae right now is in a granular form. Think of biotone from Espoma. The biotone is in a granular form. You mix it into the soil. You plant the plant with it. Then you water it in. It'll slowly break down. Whereas the protolyzer, think of it as a wettable powder, like a fertilizer that you have to mix in water to put in. It's the same thing here. You put it in, you allow it for a couple weeks, and you'll do it again or once a month, and it will help activate everything. So using protolyzer with your mycorrhizae is very beneficial because the protolyzer will also help create a system, a defense system, to get rid of some of the harmful fungus and keep that good fungus growing in your soil. That good fungus is the mycorrhizae. So it's going to work with it. It's basically, they go hand in hand here. And I would recommend using both 100% every time I plant. Okay, so hopefully that helps you out, Sandy. And hopefully everything's working out well for you with that Scheflera. Hopefully some things have changed a little bit for the benefits. All right, so like I said, lots of lawn products, lots of lawn to talk about today because it is that time of year. I'm a little bit of a nerd when it comes to the lawn. I like discussing it. There are so many more details that I could go into with it, but you know, we're not going to get too nerdy with it. Want you to be able to follow through and be able to do it. My big thing when it comes to the lawn, and a lot of people I see do this, is a lot of people will just do the first and second step and then skip everything else. To me, it is so important to use 5 applications in your lawn, not just that 4-step that we've been ingrained in our head. 5 applications is 100% what we need to do for our lawn to help feed it throughout the year to continue to get it stronger and get it better for you so that we can use less of these products to kill crabgrass, to kill the broadleaf weeds, to prevent everything else. The best way to do it is a thicker, greener lawn. And that's what you should be thinking about this season. So that'll do it. I appreciate everybody for listening. Till next week, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. I'll talk at you next week. Have a great one, everybody. We'll see you.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety, on campuses and beyond, America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time, a series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. The annual White House Correspondents' Dinner was cut short tonight as President Trump and other top U.S. leaders were uninjured and evacuated from the Washington Hilton Hotel after a gunman opened fire. There did not immediately appear to be any injuries. A law enforcement officer was shot in the bullet-resistant vest, is expected to be okay. Authorities said tonight's incident occurred outside the ballroom where President Trump and other guests were seated. The Secret Service and other authorities swarmed the banquet hall at the Washington Hotel as guests ducked under tables by the hundreds. The president currently making a speech and a press conference at the White House and had this to say about the shooting tonight.
A man charged a security checkpoint armed with multiple weapons, and he was taken down by some very brave members of Secret Service, and they acted very quickly.
CBS News correspondent Weijia Zhang, who serves as the president of the White House Correspondents Association, announced the cancellation of the dinner after the threat.
Thank God everybody is safe, and thank you for coming together tonight. We will do this again.
As the president continues to make his statements from the White House, we will continue bringing you his statements and updates to this developing story through the night. The latest attempt at a ceasefire talks between the U.S. and Iran appear to have failed again. Tehran's top diplomat left Pakistan earlier today, and President Trump says he told envoys not to travel to Islamabad. The talks were meant to follow historic face-to-face negotiations earlier this month. Iranian officials questioned U.S. trustworthiness after American forces blockaded Iranian ports in response to Tehran's grip on the Strait of Hormuz. Iran had said any talks with the U.S. would be indirect. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? But the longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
The FDA says it will offer ultra-fast review to three psychedelic drugs.
Those drugs are being studied for hard-to-treat mental health conditions, including major depression. The agency announced the move Friday following an executive order by President Trump calling for the agency to speed up access to the mind-altering drugs. The move reflects growing popular support for the psychedelics among some of President Trump's supporters, including combat veterans and followers of the Make America Healthy Again movement. Keith Peters, Washington.
One police officer died, another was critically injured after a shooting in a Chicago hospital Saturday. The suspect was taken into custody. Endeavor Health Swedish Hospital reports that an individual in custody of law enforcement was brought to the emergency department for treatment and was wounded upon arrival. He was escorted by law enforcement. The hospital said the man later fired shots at law enforcement. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The two largest wildfires in southern Georgia have burned tens of thousands of acres combined. Governor Brian Kemp says the Highway 82 fire in Brantley County and the Pineland Road fire in Clinch County has caused unprecedented devastation.
We looked at all the records going back historically with the state. We believe that these two fires have created the most lost homes ever in the history of our state. So being the number one and two ranked fires in the country, also the most homes lost ever in a Georgia fire, really shows you just how bad these two fires are.
At least 122 homes have been destroyed this week, with Jennifer Daugherty's home coming very close.
It's so emotional because so many people have lost their homes.
Governor Kim said some 39,000 acres have been burned so far, and that another 1,000 homes are still at risk of falling to the flames. You'll find more on these stories plus breaking news at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com.
Gundy, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, and we got about an hour left in the show. And lots of information coming at you, so sit back, grab a pen, enjoy, because we got a lot of things to discuss today. Before we get into that, a couple ways to get a hold of us. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. You can also text that phone number to get your question to me. And then you can email us. We've had to change our email address recently here. So our new email is parentfamilygc@gmail.com. Again, parentfamilygc@gmail.com. And try to get you on air. We do have a few emails that I managed to save that we are going through today. We're finishing up with a question from Marty in regards to growing a lawn in an area where a patio once was. We've moved on to seed selection. What I want to discuss a little bit, and I'll just do a little bit of a refresher if you're just joining us. He's put loam down year after year. Lawn only gets one season. I've recommended adding compost, using sulfur from Natural Alternative to help break down some of the compaction, because this is very compact soil, and get everything started now. There could be three applications of the sulfur product to really get it down into the soil where it needs to be. At this point, we're kind of looking at what seed to pick. Well, obviously, it's going to depend on sunny or shady, but let's say it's a sun-shade mix. I like to take a look at the grass seed and determine, you know, is it something that's going to have deep roots? Is it something, how does it look in the lawn? Does it clump or does it kind of spread out? Now, I've been reading more detail into this, but there's a rhizomial tall fescue out there that spreads through the rhizomes, through the roots, versus clumping form. And so I believe it's like a Barenberg type seed. And this seed, what it does, instead of growing in clumps and just having the root system grow straight down, the root system and the rhizomes spread out, and it spread through the soil. And so what it ends up doing is it allows it to be more resistant to drought and weed resistant. Because with a clumping form of grass, the weeds can kind of go around the clumps. Whereas rhizomial form, the weeds are having a hard time getting through that root system because it's almost like a net holding them down. And so been doing some more and more research, and I will give more in the next few weeks. But the way the seed is working is so much better. And it still has the depth, almost 20% more depth to it than some of the major brands out there. And so it's a great mix. Long term, what it does is less, it's more drought resistant, so it's less watering. It's also, the way it grows, it's going to kind of just keep the ground cool. It's going to keep everything the way it needs to be. So looking for a seed that spreads a little bit versus a just clumping form. You know, there's some chewings out there, some grassy that has a, it's a chewings fescue. That's a spreading type. Having some of those is going to help your lawn to grow stronger, to use what's there, and possibly be future seasons. The other thing, too, is make sure you're not putting down an annual grass. There are some annual rye grasses out there that look great for a season, and then they die. So that could be the other issue as well. All right, so this is kind of where we're at. We're thinking about what to do with the lawns. Now, if you have some other issues going on in your lawn, it might not just be worrying about crabgrass. And that's where our next question comes in. And this is from Alicia. And it says, thank you and your family for garden expertise and warm advice. We used to look forward to purchasing your dad's Christmas wreaths. It fills my heart to see you are continuing this helpful outreach. Well, thank you. And she says, my family and I need your help. Earlier, we discovered in our backyard what I think are moles. And there's some pictures to it. You know, are they moles? How do they move out of our backyard? And we do not want to harm them. Well, now, what this looks like is just the lawn has been ripped up. Pieces are just taken up. It looks like somebody has dug into it and pulled the soil up. So, yes, this could be the work of some moles, but there's something else going on here. The main actual issue here is grubs. Now, moles like grubs. They like to eat grubs. But do you know what else likes to eat grubs? Raccoons and skunks. And you know what comes out at night? Because you usually see the damage the next morning are raccoons and skunks. Because what they're doing is they're searching for those early stages of the grub for food. They're hungry. They've been overwintering. They need to fill up. And what ends up happening is the grubs are starting to form. They're starting to move up in the soil as the soil temperatures warm up. And so they're very close. And the skunks and raccoons know that. And they go for it. Now, moles could be doing some of that damage underneath there as well. What I'd like for you to take a look at doing is seeing if any of those look like little volcanoes versus somebody dug the soil up and just moved it. Now, if they're little volcanoes, like a little hill, and they're not right next to each other, but they're in a couple different spots, or you see a raised area in like a line, and then at the end there's like a little volcano, then we know that's moles. Because they are right at the surface, they're eating the insects in the soil, and they're moving close to the surface, pushing up the soil as they go, because they're digging and moving through. And then they come to a point where they need to come up, see, kind of get where they're at, not see, get, you know, their bearings, and then move on to another spot. So there's a couple ways to look at this. So at the end of the day, we know it's a grub issue. So there's some grub control that we need to do here. So the grubs, this time of season, are not something that we're looking to do to get a season-long control. These are last year's season grubs. that are just closer to the surface at this point. So what we're looking to do is kill these grubs. So there's a product out there from Bayer, or it's not Bayer any longer, it's BioAdvanced, excuse me. And it's called Dilox. I believe the bag is it's a black bag, and it says 24-hour insect control or insect killer. It's got a really chocolatey smell to it. More like the cocoa smell, not the actual chocolate. So it's a very distinct smell is what I'm really trying to say here. I actually really enjoy the smell. That being said, this is a 24-hour killer. And so it's going to kill the insects that's there in 24 hours. It's going to put everything it can down into the soil, kill those insects, and then it flushes through the soil and goes deeper and just kind of dissipates. So it's a 24-hour killer for that reason. Yes, it is a synthetic. It is a chemical. It is something to kill that. But knowing that there are grubs there now, there are going to be grubs later. So that's when we look at using the season-long grub control. There's a number of them out there, and there are so many that, you know, you could take a look at. But I do like the natural alternative, Grub Gone. It's a grub control. It's organic grub treatment. It's a little bit different than using like a milky spore for your organic grub control. This here is meant to get rid of the Japanese, Asiatic, June, and Oriental beetles, and some others as well. So it's not just a one-and-done thing where sometimes the milky spore doesn't get all of those. Now I need to take another break. Stay tuned. We got more to do with the lawn system, so we'll be back.
Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-960-3377. That's 800-960-3377. 800-960-3377.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
In Cheyenne, Wyoming, a group of community volunteers, including bank employees and veteran advocates, joined forces in September to renovate the outdoor courtyard at the VA Cheyenne Healthcare Facility. What began as a simple service day turned into a meaningful community collaboration. More than a dozen volunteers pulled weeds, stained benches, and revitalized outdoor spaces near the Veteran Experience office, all to make the environment more welcoming for veterans and their families visiting for appointments. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Is it NATO on the rocks as far as the U.S. is concerned? And what plans are afoot to pack the Supreme Court? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Progressive knows you think the grass is always greener, like maybe you ride a motorcycle. But today, it's raining. So you wish you had an RV, but if you did, you'd have to listen to some guy parked next to you at a campsite play his acoustic guitar. Now, before you start wishing you had a boat, remember, your brother-in-law would invite himself every weekend.
Permission to come aboard, Captain?
But one thing that is greener is the money you could save when you bundle your RV, boat, or motorcycle with your home or auto with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters. $11 million on cat constipation. $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking lawns. We've talked a lot about lawns, but that is super important this time of year. We are answering a question for Alicia in regards to, they had some pictures in the yard, of the yard that they sent me, and could be mold damage, but it could be grub damage, that the damage that they're seeing is coming from raccoons or skunks. So we're looking at the grub aspect first. We'll look at the mole aspect in just a minute. So we started talking about a product called Grub Gone from Natural.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
They're digging for them. They're trying to get them. So putting the grub gone down is one that will last during that period. But the next time you want to actually do it again is late August to early October. Because what that's going to do is make it so next season you don't have as many in the spring. So you don't have to prevent it as much. You don't have to put down as much product. So that's why there's that two aspect. Now, another organic control would be the milky spore. Milky spore is one that will work with the Japanese beetle, which comes from the majority of the grubs that are in New England. And it's a powder that you put down over the lawn. It builds up spores throughout the soil, and those spores actually will attack the grubs and will kill the grub from eating them inside, this the spores themselves. It's kind of crazy if you look at it. What the spores will also do is once they've killed the grub, they will hide in the grub, and as a grub is coming by them, they will go from one to the other to kill that grub. Thing with milky spore is it one that you need to have four applications before it really gets in there. It's one in the spring, one in the fall, and then the next season in the spring and the fall to get enough spores into the soil to really do that damage that you're looking for. So that's one of the reasons why I like Grub Gone as an organic grub control. Okay, so it's a good product to be using. Now, there are some, you know, other season-long grub controls out there. Those guys I wouldn't be using just yet. So a season-long grub control lasts for 3 months. So if we're to put it down now, we're just at the end of April here, but that's all of May, all of June, and all of July. So we're missing August and September here. But August is the big one because that's the heat and that's where they kind of have come up, they emerge, and then they go back down. And so we're looking to have a longer period of time. So we're actually looking to put down that season-long control closer to the end of May so that it's a three season. So then you have all of June, all of July, all of August. And you get into that span where the grubs, you're getting them at the beginning and at the end. Okay? So that's the season-long grub control. Now I'm going to move on real to the opposite here. Is it mold damage? Well, there's one way to find out, and I'd love to explain that to you because it can actually be, it can be a bit of a challenge. But once you find it, you kind of get it. So if you're seeing these little volcanoes all over your yard, you've seen tunnels. What I want you to do at night, go out to the yard, stomp on everything that is up, push it down so it's level with the ground. Walk on the tunnels, walk on everything. Because right now, we don't know where those moles are active. You don't know where they are. They could be on one side of the yard or the other. And we want to know where they are so that we can move them off of the yard organically. So we're going to discuss that on the other side of the break here. So stay tuned. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
All right, crew. Let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR.
We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. That's 800-425-1161.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
We all know Peloton as interactive fitness machines for the home with an online trainer. And what's great about Peloton is you get real-time visual and audio feedback, which makes your workouts better and safer. Nick Cladwell is from Peloton.
We can detect more than 120 different types of exercises. We always want the content on Peloton to be linked to the hardware and software. So we can detect when people are doing compound exercises, for example, a bicep curl into an overhead press. This is the same type of exercise that our fitness instructors like to train toward. We're able to look at any particular exercise, say a push-up, and offer three different types of suggestions. So maybe your push-up's not going low enough to the ground, or maybe you're arching your back too much. We're trying to help you perfect that form and keep you safe.
And it all happens through the new Peloton AI camera. More at onepeloton.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text RULE to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text RULE to 215215. That's RULE to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And welcome back to the show. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. You can call or text that number and we will get you on to try and answer your question in regards to your garden. Now we're talking about moles right now and how we can figure out and move them off the property. So I mentioned before the break, at night, and it's important to do it at night because the moles will do their work overnight. So we're not talking go out there at midnight. You know, once the sun starts to go down, 8 o'clock, 7:30, you know, get out there, walk on all of the areas that have been dug up. And if you see tunnels, walk on all of those areas. We're looking to compact as much as possible because moles can do a lot of damage and you're just seeing the aftermath when they've popped up to move to the next. So we need to figure out where they are because a lot of times we will use a product along the lines of Mole Max, right? Or a, you know, Natural Alternative has a product called Chase Mole, which is a natural one. But Mole Max is as well. And it's corn cob pellets coated in castor oil because the moles just don't like it. It irritates their skin, makes them feel kind of uncomfortable, stomach-type problems. It does not kill them, but it makes them say, I got to get out of here. This is a bad restaurant. Right? You're not getting 5 stars. You're not getting that Michelin star for your lawn from these moles if you're using this, this castor oil, if any means. So back to the problem at hand here. So the reason why we do this is they're active at night. So in order to find where they're active, the next morning, go out into the yard and see which of the tunnels have kind of popped up. That's going to tell you where the moles are active. you're going to know, all right, it's in this part of the yard. So you can use a repellent, in essence. So these are pushing them away. They're making it so they don't want to be in your yard. And so you're going to put this repellent down in the area to push them out of your yard. Now, if you have a pretty big yard, these products aren't inexpensive, so you're not going to want to have to do the whole lawn to push them out. And if you do the whole lawn and you do a big square, every time it gets to a corner, the mole is going to just turn around and go somewhere else, but it's going to eat its way there. We're trying to push them out. So we find the area, we do a barrier behind that, pushing them into the woods, pushing them away from our gardens, away from our lawns. And you put this castor oil down, and you make a line, basically, and you're saying, we don't want you to pass this area. It's kind of like doing like a dog fence, right? The electric fence. Some of you might have that out there. There's an electric line, the dog knows not to go there. Well, once that castor oil gets there, these moles know not to go there. They don't go past it. They do not pass go. They do not collect $200. They turn around and go back. And so we're trying to push them out. Slowly, over a couple weeks span, you'll be able to find that these spots, they're not as active because you're pushing them out. You're going to need to do every couple days, step on any holes that you see, because you want to see if you can push them forward and move that line of this repellent closer to getting them off your property. And so that's a major thing here with this process. So if it is moles, the easiest way to do it is use a product like the Chase natural mole repellent from Natural Alternative. You could also use Mole Max. Those are some good ones to be using to push them out of your area. And again, like I said, it could be grubs. It's going to depend on what you're seeing out there. If you're seeing it looks like somebody ripped up the turf and is digging, then it's most likely skunks or raccoons. They're not the issue. They're actually trying to help your lawn. They're getting rid of the issue before it becomes a thing, but they're just not very clean about it. They're not going to put the lawn back. That's something you need to do. But that's what they're doing, is they're looking for dinner. And so it could be one or the other, depending upon the picture or what's in your lawn. So you could have those problems in your yard. Now, I see them in my yard, but mine are not tunnels. Mine are areas that are ripped up. So I know there's a skunk in the area. I've seen the skunk multiple times. I run the other way as fast as I can, but I've seen it. And so it's going into the yard to dig up those grubs. So I know it's, one, helping me, but two, it's like, all right, I didn't want to have to do that area. What can I do to fix it? So that's where the grub control comes in for me. So it's something very common right now that you might see in your yard. I wanted to answer this question because it is super important and something that is active in a lot of New England and throughout the country. Now, another question here kind of deals with the lawn as well. But this is from Anthony. It says, I like the show on my local station. Pictured is something that has overtaken my garden boxes. I've tried digging it up to no avail. Any idea how to get rid of this? Also, several years ago, I planted oregano in the garden, but it's spread to the grass, and I've tried everything to kill it, again, to no avail. I'm just mowing over it now. Any help is appreciated. Well, Anthony, say you put a for sale sign out and start new. Go elsewhere. Nah, I'm kidding here. This can be fixed, but it is very common for the oregano to do this, and it is very common for the weeds. The weeds, I can't tell completely based on the picture, but it is a broadleaf weed, and so there are ways we can get rid of it, okay? And this is in a garden box. It looks right to the edge, so it might be coming in from other areas, but how do we get rid of this? So there's a couple products out there to use to get rid of the weeds that are in the garden box. There's a product called Adios, which is an organic weed control that you can spray, and it will kill the weeds, and it will go down to the root system. It'll help kind of dehydrate the plant, kill it so it doesn't come back. With something like this, using a weed control might not always be the best. Like, when I say weed control, I mean like a heavy-duty one. Because they might say on there that, you know, you can replant in a few weeks, but there's some residual that's sitting in there, especially next to wooden. I think they're wooden. I can't tell if they're wooden or stone. It looks kind of actually like it's stone. If it was a wooden garden box, I'd be a little nervous of it sitting into the wood. But if it's concrete, it looks like it's kind of sealed, so it might not be a bad thing to spray with the synthetic here. All of that being said, there are a couple products out there. I mentioned the Adios, but there is a new high efficiency weed control, and it does say it can be replanted in about 10 to 14 days. It is a synthetic product, but it does work on contact, and we want to hit the leaves with these guys. The problem with any broadleaf weed is you can pull them up, but they are by their root system and going throughout, so you're not going to get everything. So that's why you need to spray the leaves with something. Spraying the leaves here is going to dehydrate the plant. What it does is the chemical takes out the outer, basically let's call it the skin, of the leaf. So it cuts off the skin and allows the sun and chemicals to get into the plant, go throughout the plant, and kill it down to its root system. And so that's why it needs to hit the leaves. If it doesn't hit the leaves and it goes to the roots, it's not going to do the damage. We need it to get into its system here. So you could use a heavy-duty killer. There's a Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. That's a really good one that you can use to kill the weeds. And it, you know, I don't know where you are, but if it's in a cold area, this will actually work down to 45 degrees. I know it's been warm in a lot of the country, but there are some cold temperatures ahead, whereas this weed control can work up to 45 degrees, whereas most weed control, liquid weed control, you need it to be about 65, 70 degrees in order for it to work the best for you. Because we're looking for the sun to help put that chemical into the plant. Whereas the Weed Beater Ultra, it actually sticks to it better because of how it's built. So you don't need as warm temperatures. So depending upon where you are, there's some options. But if it, you know, I'd say 98% of liquid chemicals to kill weeds, it's better to have temperatures of 65 degrees all the way up to about 80, 85 degrees. Because you're using Mother Nature to help kill that plant. Now moving on to the oregano in the garden that went into the lawn. Well, one of the issues here, and at the end of the day, I'd be doing the same thing, is just mowing it over. But as we mow it over, it's reseeding itself and going in. So as long as you're bagging it, it's going to slow down. But there's always going to be parts of it. We never want it to get too big. So it could be as much as that area, just using a all-out killer. It kills everything there, even the grass. You know, just get rid of it. Start fresh. Because the oregano, every time we mow it, is moving a little bit further out and a little bit further out. And it's going to eventually take over, right? So using a total killer would work better for this. An oregano, I mean, it is herbaceous. And so
for me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, they got the money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit PlumasBank.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
It's killing it. And so we could do it that way, or we could use a spray to kill the lawn there. But I think where the oregano is definitely something might be worth renovating. If not, do the best you can to mow it, but mow it that area more often than the other areas. Now we got to take a break. We'll come back, wrap the show up, put a nice little bow on it. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clarks is volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications that top employers are looking for right now. Visit MyComputerCareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-960-3377. That's 800-960-3377. 800-960-3377.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-716-1261. 800-716-1261. 800-716-1261. That's 800-716-1261.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
Nearly eight decades after the end of World War II, a 99-year-old American veteran made a journey back across the Atlantic, returning to the Czech city he helped liberate. As he arrived, the streets were lined with people waving American flags. Children sat on their parents' shoulders. Flowers were tossed gently toward him as he passed. For a moment, time seemed to fold in on itself. Young soldier then, honored hero now. He had been barely out of his teens when he first entered the city in 1945. Back then, the mission was survival. Now the mission was remembrance. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Is it NATO on the rocks as far as the U.S. is concerned? And what plans are afoot to pack the Supreme Court? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Hi.
Flo here from Progressive. You know, life changes quickly, so it's good to have flexible coverage.
Oh, you mean like adding another vehicle?
Yes, that's something we can do.
Great, because I was thinking about getting a van so we could just keep the kids' softball stuff in the car.
Oh, we don't need to get into specifics. Just saying it's easy to change.
Oh, and Hannah wants to try the tuba.
Again, we don't need the specifics.
Last year, she wanted to be a tap dancer, but that only lasted two lessons.
Okay.
But she kept the shoes because they are adorable.
Well, just know that with Progressive, you can easily add another car to your auto insurance because we know life changes.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
And welcome back to the show. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Lots of talk about lawn today, but that's kind of what's going on right now. I mentioned it at the beginning of the program. Last weekend, everywhere I went, you either heard a blower or you saw people out with rakes cleaning up in my area. So everybody's doing a lot of...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
So it's not